Intro on. Is intro on? What intro? Nah.
Blog Talk Radio.
On
off
now.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, drinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking, honorary degrees from Lincoln, I cross borders like those Sheikas and do albums in a weekend, I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling, I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking, them lies and them liars, I still make flyers, I still ride bands and say MC for hire, I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place, mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face, then you got them rappers with that cold broke face, they tour around the world, then they going no place, my KRS one moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we're insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
From the hell, from the hell. headlights. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger.
Thank you. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a with my. I need a.
I'm African American on an application. Why I gotta have a reputation? Why you getting paper still hating? Why I had to smack the shit out you for perpetrating? Why you not getting that pretty girl? You eye and eye. Why my family got you arranged and I'm flying high? Why we can't love the love and let it do what it do? Why I can't spread some hood love for you and your crew? Why you can't come in the party and just have a good time? Why you flipping on that shit 'cause you a ball on the grind? Why can't some choose to live colorblind? Why she can't give it up and let that next chick shine? Let's take a trip into another world, call for real, with just a couple questions of how some folks really feel. Of what you went through in the past. Why you can't see it just a test for that ass? Why they can't stop spamming all these millionaires? Damn, why and who bought on the World Trade Blast? Why Tony Blair wasn't aware of them hitting the UK? Why can't you understand Queen's got it in a smash? Why he claim me gangster and snitching? Why innocent kids and children end up missing? Why you think I need to rock Jews just to express my work? Why you think I get out and travel the earth?
Shush.
Why it shows people feel it in their soul? Why you can't mix real hip hop with rock and roll?
Let's take a trip into another world, call for real, with just a couple questions. How some folks really feel.
Wise cats selling stress, but be calling it haze. Why they say candy today got more cuts than blades? Why I can't be from New York and like the Oakland A's? Why his parents not aware of his grades? Why you think so-called positive rappers don't own AKs? Why you think you too big for a thong? Why you sucking them waves? Why keeping it real some time goes wrong? Why didn't you visit your fam up north? Why you eat so much pork? Why you never showed your brother support? Why you really ain't saying nothing in your rhymes? Why you still on the court? Why you wasting time reaching for mine? Why can't men respect mankind? Shit, I'm gonna get mine.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network, 347-838-9825. You know, it's Hip Hop History Month, and we had a little old school mix early off, and then we have some music from none other than Prince Poe, a.k.a. Prince Poetry, from the super group Organized Confusion. We're going to bring him in and probably chat it up a bit about a little history of hip-hop, maybe break into the phase that hip-hop came in, you know, like the early 80s when it's probably partying. I mean, early, you know, then the mid-80s when it became more political, socially conscious, probably say like 95 when things became more money aspect. You know, we see what we go with it. But let me bring my guy in right now, all the way from L.A., representing New York, Prince Poetry, a.k.a. Prince Poetry. How you doing, my man? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm glad to be here. You know how we do it, man, making it happen. You know what I'm saying? New Music Thursday.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
it. In.
I appreciate you being on again. Before I even get in deep in the conversation, did the Hurricane Sandy affect you in any way? Do you have any people out there on the East Coast that probably was affected by the tragedy that happened?
Well, actually, I actually came back east a little bit of time before that. So I was actually out here when it happened. I was out with some folks and I came back home and the storm started. But it was just weird because I'm always usually out buying like water and, you know, I had a taste for some hummus or some crackers, just had that little itch.
Right.
I went out and I was watching people, you know, really get stacked up on the water and stuff like that. So I kind of like was saying that I think the storm's going to be serious, but it definitely affected us more than a lot of have imagined. But I'm just a very more optimistic person because, like, you know, you have the Philippines, you have Japan, and you have Indonesia. These places was hit very hard, and it done, like, extreme damage. So we have
they're not mentioning that they still are recovering from the happenings of the storms
that came out there. And, you know, right now, I can truly say, like, I experienced it because I was out in the street. It was a lot of, you know, bus services needing to be used because no train service was happening, a lot of flooding in the tunnels, and it was hard for people that was from Jersey to get to New York. It was hard for people that's from New York that works in Jersey to get there. You know, like I said, I'm optimistic. You know, I got some folks out there that's contributing their help and donating money. We've been trying to stay active with that, but more so, like I said, man, I'm just extremely blessed because we do have some unfortunate tragedies that happen. But overall, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, the damage is very minuscule to comparison to other tragedies that happen, you know, throughout the world. So, like I said, I give thanks for it not being as bad as it could have been. But, like, Staten Island is affected real bad out there. It's affected real bad in Far Rockaway. I used to live out there for a little small period of time, but to experience living up the block from the beach, and I heard like all that just tore up. So I really send my prayers and my well wishes out for those who are still suffering from it. But you know, the city's bouncing back. New York City definitely stepped it up. You know, a lot of times we complain and we don't give thanks, but I want to give thanks to the MTA because what they did was to make things easier. They got the buses started as soon as possible, and they made all access to trains and buses free for 3 days. So people was able to bounce back a little faster by getting around to their loved ones for free without having to pay transportation costs. And I think that was really a good decision to make. So, you know, like I said, we always complain about things. New York is probably one of the fastest cities, not because I'm from here, but it's just this city is very advanced when it comes to getting around. You can get through three boroughs and in a time of an hour, you know, with the train system. So, like I said, I give thanks that they made it free. People was able to get around. But, you know, a lot of people suffered, but it's definitely not as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to get that report. I wish I'd have called you earlier when it was hitting so I could let my listeners know the tragedy. Like, I was hearing some stories about some elderly women in the projects with no lights, no water, no heat, no elevator service, stuck on, like, the 14th or 15th floor. They ain't been out, and, you know, it's little TV. We see on TV all the homes and houses being devastated, but, you know, a lot of people in the projects that can't get around neither, that they're not talking about too soon.
Yeah.
So,
but the real thing about the situation that we gotta start looking at is that we got to start looking at the attachments that we have as people. Like, a lot of our elderly are used to being in their home settings the way they've been used to being for years. And, you know, when somebody announces that there's a major storm coming, you have to take it serious, and you got to understand what you should be attached to and what's not important to be attached to at the time of the event. A lot of people are attached to, you know, memorabilia, pictures, things that you have had that displays history in your timeline of living. And I just think that, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of people chose not to leave when they gave enough warning, which, you know, and you got to give credit for that. They gave enough warning. And, you know, when you're in affected areas that's near the shorelines, you gotta take those things in heed, and you got to look around you and try to realize what's really important. You need food, clothing, and shelter, but when your shelter's taken away from you, you need food and clothes. So, you know, whatever memorabilia that you think is very important and that has a big significance in your life, you got to pack that stuff up and be ready to go. It's unfortunate a lot of our elders, they're so used to, I mean, all of our elders are used to having what they want right there, when they want it, how they want it, because they built that foundation. They worked hard for it. They worked their fingers to the blood, their bone, their blood, sweat, tears was put on the line. They sacrificed a lot of time and their strength to build a foundation for us. You know the predecessors to come along and advance our lives even more. So, you know, it's unfortunate. A lot of elders did lose a lot. We lost a lot of people. You know, it's sad. A young lady lost her two children. But the thing is that nothing oversees Mother Nature when she makes a call. Like, you know, it's so much bigger than us. You got to look at it as like when you're in an airplane and you're looking down at cars and you see how small cars look, but you know how dangerous they are if they hit you on the street. So, I mean, you know, you gotta understand what's important. You gotta understand what's the necessities. You gotta understand your basics of survival when it comes down to a natural disaster. And, you know, and Mother Nature is gonna take a course. Maybe it was a wake up call for us to start embracing what's really important and start to show a little bit more thankfulness for what we have instead of for what we want. So, like I said, it's so many different emotions, man, because, you know, like my man's grandmother, he had to go get her because she was in a red zone area, which is Far Rockaway. You know, they got hit pretty hard. The projects out there had to be evacuated. The buildings are very sturdy, and a lot of people don't understand that, you know, projects has been around for years. You know, the Jews had it before we had it, and they used it to make living more efficient and cheaper so that they can come over and establish, you know, life and get things going. So, you know, it has its advantages, even though it's the lowest denominator when it comes to economics. So, you know, like I said, I feel bad for the families that lost. You know, my parents are good. They get a lot of flood on their block. Well, my mom is a trooper. My dad is a true soldier. So they had water and food and was prepared to go to the second landing if they had to. But, you know, through the grace of God, it was all right. But a lot of people did take losses, and I feel bad for them, and I send them out prayers. But like I said, it's out of our control. And when something's out of your control, it makes no sense to stress it, because no matter how much you stress it, you can't change it. So you have to actually embrace it. I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, you know, I embraced the storm. I went out in there for a little bit, calling myself finding a store, and I wanted to be curious, and I wanted to see how powerful nature was. And I'll be honest with you, I almost got swept away by one of the wind currents, and it was interesting, man. I'm just an adventurer like that, man. But I know that it was way worse on the coast, and all I can say is that I appreciate the people that's helping those who lost everything, and all we can do is just work towards a better tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is. Gotta let it do what it do.
Right on, right on. Well, listen, what I'm going to do is this. Now, all my listeners, we are going to have our top 10. It is Hip Hop History Month, so I got one of the icons of the era to speak on some history. If you don't mind, Chris Pope, I'm going to play a little top 10. Our top 10 going to come on at 8:45. That's 9:45 Eastern. What's that, Western Ebony? Right, what's the time zone? Okay, 6 Western time zone. So I'm going to go ahead and play some Old Glass Confusion. And since we're talking about people need to watch the little stress, let's go and get some stress from Old Glass Confusion. It's Prince Pole, Jimmy Lee's Underground Rail. Well, excuse me, Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. And this is New Music Thursday. And we get the top 10 at 8:45, everybody.
Call up, let's go.
Mm-hmm. like leprosy. Throughout the record labels, his mind put me in my career in jeopardy. Can you come see me in the ghetto where it's dark? Well, it's a real Lord's peace lurks in the heart. Lord knows it hurts. We kick the hurts to the curb. Execute first things first and put blunted minds to work. My hurt side and my fam support. So I'm high for the time being seeing peace, but taking no short, no short.
I got you holding on, DJ Swift. I got my man, Prince
pole in the house. First cut I played earlier, that was Stress with Organized Confusion, when he was known as Prince Poetry. Then I had to come back with some Machete Lightspeed, a.k.a. Prince Poe. I love that beat. Was funky. Who's on that track, man? Who made that track?
That track right there?
Yeah, Prince on Light, Machete Lightspeed.
Oh, man, that's the infamous Oh No. I mean, that's the infamous Madlib, my bad. Just came to my mind like that because I'm actually finishing up an album with the infamous Oh No, and the album's coming out crazy. But that was his brother, Madlib. You know, we got it in, and that's a truly talented brother. It's a truly funky track, you know. They got a talent, that brother and their family, that's impeccable. But right now, we working on a new album. Oh No, it has blessed me massively, man. This new album's going to be crazy.
Well, speaking about track land, producing stuff like that, I was going to try to pick your brain and your knowledge in history of hip-hop and stuff, but you kind of set the tone, kind of made the tone a little melancholy with the situation that's going on in New York, so kind of threw off one little party stage and, like, who was your best, you know, early 80 rhymer. But let me just ask you this question, because that beat was so funky. Who was your, I'm going era-wise, let's say, from 85 to, let's say, 85 to 90, which DJ, you know, excluding Clark Kent, you know, people don't know who Clark Kent was, or Diamond D and stuff like that, but who was your favorite, DJ track-led beat maker that got more commercial play, that was from that little, I like to call it the grand old age of hip-hop, because that was like last century, the greatest 20th century rappers, or the greatest 20th century beat makers in the early 80s, you know, who would you consider that, you know, like your Mantronix, I would say Mantronix, but people probably don't know who Mantronix is, Prince Paul, but people probably don't know who Prince Paul was, or
yeah.
is.
I mean, from that era, it really varies, man, because, like, you got to remember, I was a real young shorty come up in the game, trying to learn what's going on as far as with the whole evolution of hip-hop. And, you know, Larry Smith was the producer for Houdini. He did One Love and many other hits. And, you know,
okay.
Just being young, he was, like, really one of the first original dudes, because we grew up off of music, which, you know, live instruments, band. And Larry Smith was one of the he's still living. He's one of the most innovative dudes that, like, far sonically, along with the creative aspect of it, that really put together tracks that I was like, wow, this dude's dope. He wasn't a DJ, but he was just like a great producer. And it was about music. It wasn't just about sampling and chopping. You had to actually know about keys and arrangement and stuff like that. One Love is still one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time from Houdini, you know, and, you know, having the opportunity to write for them and with them really opened my doors to the attachment between the struggle, the expression that hip-hop has with our evolving in America and in the world. So, you know, far as that other era, it blended over and transgressed over to Cash.
What was his last name? Larry who now?
Larry Smith.
Larry Smith. Larry.
Yeah, he was a producer for Houdini. And like I said, you know, just sonically, if you
listen
to
he was a dope producer
song,
because that album alone you can put that album right now up with a lot of stuff out right now. And it was still a classic album. I mean, Houdini's style was, even today, it's still raw. You'll see Houdini's show right now, it's just like Houdini in 85 when he did the, you know, when he was on a tour of Run DMC and Beastie Boy. I mean, the same, the One Love dance step, you know, the L, the O, the V when they get that out there, you know.
Yeah.
The D cutting the stuff up one time. They still put on it. If you can see Houdini now, you know, you might see a little gray in their mustaches and beard, but they give me the same show. Look just the light. Look still
yeah.
look like they time. And they still do the little L, the O, the V, the E, and they still break that down. I mean, cut you off on your thought, but go on there and continue on.
You're absolutely right, man. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm still in contact with Jalil, but that's the whole thing about that music. The music was so much what we use the term as bigger. Like, when we say and you absorb that energy, because all we are is like walking pods of energy. And when you feel that song is sonically bigger than a lot of records. The only records you could probably play after a Houdini record is probably like a Jay-Z record. You know, you might get the same type of sonicness because Jay-Z has an element of that comes from that era. But, yeah, Larry Smith definitely, his brain was definitely on another wavelength because he was giving you the music that will make you have to move. I don't care what kind of problem you had. I don't care what was on your mind. The music allowed itself to come into your circumference and you absorbed it.
5 minutes of funk.
And it was funk, it was soul, and it was a part of your everyday. And like I said, even if you're upset and mad about something, you said one love and you heard the lyrics, you know, and big ups to Jalil because he's a great writer, you know, of songs. You know, that had a lot of influence on my life, man. Like, you know, I live in a project where, you know, either you hustled or you had to get lucky to find a job because it wasn't really about robbing and stealing. If you got caught, you know, robbing the neighbor that's from the same struggle, you got dealt with from the dudes who had the BMWs and the Benzes on the block. So it was a different way. I grew up in Queens. It was about, you know, trying to come out of the struggle and trying to come out of the ghetto as far as mentally and physically and financially. So, you know, having one love and doing the steps that they used to do in the video and the way it was written in a intelligent fashion, and they said that, you know, we don't go to school and we don't think about education. You know, we think about everything that we need more than other elements, and that was one of my influences. And then he evolved over to cats like Lars Professor, who happened to be younger than me, but he's mature in the mind when it comes to music. You know, he evolved over to him because one of the guys who was working with happened to be his mentor. And being around Lars Professor and then hearing about Premier, it was just overwhelming. And we really realized at an early stage that we have to partake in responsibility of this art form, because this art form is not just entertainment. This art form is about expressing and letting the world know what's going on in this small sector of the universe. You know, it wasn't about just, you know, making money. Like, it was about, like, yo, this is the way that we can kill people. We don't have to pick up a gun, or we don't have to sell bad drugs. We can make these songs that can kind of like lighten the healing, but at the same token, it can also inspire somebody and have somebody understand that, like, yo, whatever you're going through, you can persevere, because we're persevering and we're going through the worst, and it's not over. We refuse to give up. We, you know, we got the mega, we got the megas in our life. We have the Malcolm X's and the Martin Luther's, and that's just the start. They left us a torch, so now we're gonna pick up the torch by using this expression, this art form, to tell our story, but at the same token, we can capitalize off of it, and at the same stroke, we can inspire somebody. So it had definitely multitasking to utilize the music. So you hear Premier, you hear a Lars Professor, it lets you know that somebody else is going through something bad and trying to persevere right down the block from you. And it kept going block to block, state to state, and country to country, and now we have what we call hip hop, and this is where we at right now.
All right, I got a call in from Detroit, Michigan. Yo, DJ Swift, you got a question, my man, Prince Poe?
Yes, sir. What up, Poe?
Peace. What's good with you? D, stand up. I love the D,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I was at St. Andrews about 7 months ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was enjoying them cuts, man. That was like some undiscovered jewels that I heard of yours, man. And plus, y'all took me back with the old Stress Extinction Agenda joint. That's like one of my heavy rotation joints in the whip, dude. For real. So
Thank you, man. I'm definitely enjoying
the show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, I wanted to tell you, man, I got a partner out there in the Shy who goes by the name of Doc. I'm going to just call him Doc because I don't want to mess his name up, you know, the last part of his name. But he has a T-shirt business out that way, and I put him in connection with you. So I don't know if he had called or if he's getting ready to call or whatever it is, but, you know, y'all not linked and all of that kind of thing. So, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be some people coming from me to you, you know what I'm saying? And just to keep the whole connection live, you know?
Well, you know, y'all about networking.
That's important, brother, because I'm going to tell you right now, this is what the problem is. The problem is that we used to be a people that we could tell you what we wanted. Now we're becoming the people that's being told what to do and what we want. So when you want to find the Prince Post thing, that's a wonderful thing. You know, you can go online and look up all the porno in the world, but you can also go online and find out all the information that you want and you need. When I want to know what Premier is doing, I go to Google, I go to other different websites and other different attributes of the web access to find out what's going on with what I like. If I put on satellite radio and I don't like what they're playing, I go where I want to hear what I like. I'm not gonna let somebody dictate what's going on in my life. You telling me that my kids or my family is eating well and they're not, I'm not gonna let you dictate how my hustle and my grind is gonna be. So when it comes to the music, I want you to reach out and try to find out what's going on to me while I'm trying to reach out to find you to let you know that I got something new out. You know, it's unfortunate that everybody don't have the big machine to let you know. Like, you know, Lil Wayne and the Drakes, they got big machines to let all of us know at one specific time that something new is out. Now it's going back to we got to find out for ourselves what's out that dictates to us, and how can we do to get in tune with it, and how can we get it in our lives for our everyday. That's what we do. So, like I said, brother, I appreciate you reaching out, but just make sure that you take out the time to find out if it's a black sheep or is it a tribe or is it a buster. You take your time out to find out what they're doing, because that's your time. Your time is just as precious as the next person.
Indeed.
Word up. Like I told everybody at the 8th, my father first partner, you're flowing. I got my man Travis from Miami checking in too. But like I told everybody, we have our top 10 at 8:45. Here comes Brumman in at number 10. Is my man from Chicago, Illinois. Prince Paul, this is my man Prophet Child. Paul. And this cut is making history. Yo, Swift and Paul, let me know what y'all think about this cut. This is my man Prophet Child Paul making history at number 10 on the Underground Radio Network.
Do you hear that? MLDQ Productions.
You know what did you make it for? And I'm Prophet, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? You think the real to make, you know what did you make it for? And I'm Prophet, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man and the kind that you can't ignore. On this track I stand tall as hell when I lay on it. I extend my hand, so put that pay on it. I proceed to stack Pringles and Lay's on it. They say I did it again, I said I stays on it. She rockin' a birthday suit, so I put some cake on it. She deserve it with that curvature, that's my take on it. First off, that's my place on it. It's not just me saying this, man, that's what they want it. I'm getting mad, hope you're doing the same. Keep that quality in it, please do not ruin the game. What I get and what I do, I include in my name. A prophet about that prophet still growing, I'm proud of you, man.
Making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm prophet, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man, and the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine, but is you making yours? Is this the real making, or what did you make it for? And I'm profit, so what did you take me for? Cause I'm a man, and the kind that you can't ignore.
How could you miss it?
I'm right up in your face. Can't help but to see us. We hold the lead in every race. I get it. And I make sure the reward always outweigh what the risk is. Monster in the game. Treat lame ass rappers like entrees. Chicken, filet, and a biscuit. Castle pop fake and miss it. Soft as yogurt and liquid. Throw them over the cliff. It's P and I'm known as the sickest. Making history. And if you ain't noticed, you ignorant. Pay your attention. Follow that up with dollars and cents. Come to my show. Pay homage. Add to the census. Millions in attendance. And I won't stop till I get it. Becoming my foe. I wouldn't risk it. I take the shot. You best believe I swish it. Yeah, I'm
making mine. But is you making yours? Is history in the making? Or what did you make it for? And I'm profit. So what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man. And the kind that you can't ignore. Cause I'm making mine. But is you making yours? Is history in the making? Or what did you make it for? And I'm profit. So what did you take me for? Cause I'm the man. And the kind that you can't ignore.
Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. What is drop? Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Bitch, you want the dick? You got that long stick? I say I got a saddle, but it's where you let me live. Oh, you buy my arms? Can you buy my lips? You can be my driver, so you get no dish. If you got a man, I think I'll creep around. Throw you on the bed, you can scream my bell sound. Shake it for me, bitch. I'm about to rock your world. Let you wear the chain, watch me make it toast, girl. I ain't fucking bitch, unless you're sucking it. I swear to take the door alone when you sucking the shit. This shit you're about to find alone when you sucking lit. Bitch, been sucking that a long time. In the diamond, but they keep it booming all the time. Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. What is drop? Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock.
They can't die, get hooked, made with a mercy. Shit tough like leather. Pimped out, no feather. No cankle, you sweat. Do better, I do better.
Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. What is drop? Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock.
347-838-9825, Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. So, yo, Swift, what do you think about that cut right there? The first cut was Making History by Prince, Robert Child Paul, and the other one was Shake It. Number nine on Jimmy's Underground, that's Shake It from Jim from Chicago, Illinois. What do you think about those two cuts, Swift?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I like the first one a little better, though. You know,
That was out of the last year's number one. It was just fading on out, you know, doing our little listenership. They had a key to delete it, but number nine, just making its way up on the spot, is brand new, coming in like that. What do you think about those two cuts right there, Prince Paul?
Yeah, I think they're very cool, man. You know, the first one had, like, that swing to it. I agree with him and shit. It had the swing to it, and I think that it showed a little bit more creativity, and it definitely had a little bit more inspiring twang to it So, you know, yeah, he definitely got flavor, you know what I mean? So, you know, and plus, you know, Chi-Town, they breed a lot of talented artists. So, yeah, big ups to the artists that made that. That's hot.
He gave about two cuts on this little spot because he got a big fan club. He, matter of fact, he's somebody to call in right now from 708. What's going on, Holland? How you think? What's up with they talking about your favorite rapper, Papa Child Paul.
Oh man, I'm rocking to it. It's always a nice thing to pop it in there and listen to it from the beginning to the end, man. You know, they represent from the shadow, you know, the Royal Army soldiers, you know, Prophet Child Paul, Charlie Dynamite, you know, Infrared Beam, you know, SQ, all them cats, you know, they that's what they do, you know, the quality policy. You know, it's bumping.
Yeah, that's quality. That's quality right there. You're on principal, so like what you saying, like you were saying about your man Premier and how Larry Smith influenced Premier and Large Professor. A lot of people don't know about Large Professor, especially with the main source and the McKenzie brothers, how hot they were back in the day. Premier still seems like he's holding it down. I don't know if you know anything about what he's doing right now. You can go Google him, but I heard him on a new cut with DJ Khaled, which is kind of funky. GangStar passed away. Is he just that's it? He's just gonna make tracks. Nobody's not gonna just come out with anyone else, or
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Premier is one of those dudes that I think that the hip hop community don't have to even worry about. Like, you know, you can always count on Premier to come out the woodworks and contribute something great. I haven't spoke to him or really interacted with him for a little while now. We did a show in Oakland a little ways back, and you know, even like some of the songs that I performed, he wasn't even he was so totally out of sync with them. And, you know, like I said, you know, that's what makes everybody such a divine person, man. You know, the world is evolving constantly. And, you know, while I'm here eating, you know, eggs and cheese, somebody could be somewhere, you know, going through some problems and out in the world dealing with, you know, some heavy dilemmas. So, you know, like I said, I sent out love and shouts to him. I haven't spoken to him, like I said, in a while. But I know, like, the way his mindset thinks, you know, he's conjuring up something new and creative to contribute. So I'm pretty sure that it's going to be something that's coming from him soon. You know, we even talked about working on some stuff. I just more so, like I said, I just know there's certain people that you can always rely on to inspire you through far as sound and music, and it's definitely Large Professor and Premier. You know, Large Professor, the name speaks for itself. You know, he had a lot to do with Nas's new album, and you know, it just never stops, and is a blessing that I'm able to stay in connection with these dudes. But I know
Nas is
kind
of funky, and people don't realize that Nas did come out on Live at the Barbecue on Main Source first album. You know.
I was around that era. You know, I have like extensive history with a lot of different artists that people are connected with, and to that I give thanks. So that's why, you know, whether people are talking about me or whether, like, nobody's talking about me, I'm really grateful and I'm humble. So I can walk with the torch, whether it's burning extra strong or if the torch is burning, you know, as light as a 50-cent light in the hood. Like, it doesn't matter. As long as the torch is still burning, that's all that matters. So, you know, I'm good, man. Like, you know, I was blessed to be around Lars when he was developing as a producer, and he developed at a young age, but that's why one of the most incredible people you can work with. He knows the record, but he helps you find where you want to go. If you want to get a certain message across to a certain amount of people or a certain type of people, or, you know, he's the one that you definitely need to, you know, go to, because he can not only help you find, you know, the direction to go to touch those people, but he's going to do it in a sense where those people can walk with that inspiration through the music for a very long time. He's a longevity type of dude, you know, as far as his beats, as far as the rhyme, you know, he's a big influence on music and on myself, and I'm sure as March as well. So
that's
you tight. Know,
check this out, people. That's cut you off. I got another cut. You were saying some about creativity. I should do this. I think it's another Chi-Town rap we got. We got people from Xenia, Detroit, Las Vegas on our top 10, and Gulf of Mississippi. But I got this cat, really, it's my son right here. Now, he came in at number 8, second week on our chart right here. There's ain't no nepotism, people liking it. But I want to ask your opinion of it and see how creative this is. I want you to check out the tracks. And, you two, so Bimji made, Bimji assisted him with this. It's called The Dark Side, and it's from the Occupy Hip Hop Movement. Which is coming out, mixtape, Occupy Mixtape Movement that my little man is working on. But check this out, everybody, 347-838-9825. I got you online, Travis from Miami, Florida. I'm waiting for Natty to send us your stuff, and we're going to get you in a minute. But here we go, this Dark Side.
Let's go.
Empires ride when no catch bling collide. West Coast customs, Cadillac surprise. Over here, big lifts, nice ass and thighs. Get it? Yeah, the richness is infinite. Your soul, we just need a little bit. First hit, damn, near classic. We need more just to boost your status. What's your mother's first name? Now here comes the fame. She'll never have to work again. Money, cash, cars, holes. When a nigga broke, that's all a nigga knows. Yeah, don't mind the flow. Focus on the hook and let your conscience go. You see, Luke, I'm your father. So sit back and let me welcome the gang like Carter.
Obi-Wan, I see you, baby. Shout out to you. Lando and Chewie, what's up? Give me a call. Shit. Here come the troopers loading up on their speeder bike. And here comes young Luke. I need an interview. I heard you was about to sign with Empire Records and join forces with D. Vader. Is that true?
Dog sign. Well, I'm selling my soul. Everything next. Ain't even gold, cars, bras, and fancy clothes. Road to riches, paying the tolls, lose control. And I'm speeding fast, streams pulled by my puppet master. I want diamonds and a big ass home, so I'ma listen to Vader, James L. Jones. So fuck bitches and fuck you niggas. Put my face on TV, gotta sell some liquor. It's the Mr. Polluting the Gun, blowing loud while I'm shooting the guns. It's dumb to think it won't last. Till then, sister, just shake your ass and cook your veins while I make it rain. Cause I'ma do anything for the fortune and fame.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy D-Vader in the building. And we represent the Death Star and the Empire. And we're about to blow up all the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What? Y'all don't got no love for the Empire? Y'all don't got no love for Death Star? Okay, let it be known.
Commence primary ignition.
Verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times, and he rises up again.
Yeah.
I fell short last night, but it's a new day. And for so long I was in a backslidden state. It's been times that I felt that I fell from grace, but since I'm still alive, I can repent today. Call on Yahweh to wipe my torment away. The love of God just makes me lament away.
Come on,
come and see how He stunts new mercies every day.
Yeah.
I've been through dark nights, but made it to them sunny days. I lost my mother, and that was a devastating blow. It knocked the wind out me. I ain't wanna fight no more. I felt a fornication, born in masturbation. Stagnant in my spirit, couldn't see elevation. We all sin, yeah, we fall short, but I'm bouncing back like a basketball on the court.
Yeah.
We We have to treat this walk as if it is a sport. Play the game by the rules, try not to fall no more.
Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back.
I was like a pig that was all washed up, clean as a whistle, back to wallow in the mud. I was like a dog that just threw up and ran back to it just to lap it up. Almost apostate, abandonment of faith, just because some things wasn't working out my way. I went on my runs like the prodigal son, but back to my father's arms I would have to run. He showed me true love, my father embraced me, when the average person probably would have hated me. After I turned my back and did my own thing, he still accepted me back and made my heart change. Then he purged me with hyssop, then made me get up. I was dark in my heart, but my inner man lit up. Man, what was I thinking? In my sin, I was sinking. I didn't profit nothing from all this flesh bleeding.
Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I didn't bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. I didn't bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I didn't bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back.
Greater is he that is in me, man. He that's in the world, boy. Saved by grace through faith, I'm not confined to this world, boy. Satan thought he had me. Daddy ain't raised no sucker. Persevering through struggle, the suffer has made me tougher. Even when I lost my mother, felt like I was dying. But I kept the faith that God kept my mind. Put me back on the grind. I'm back on the mission. Can stand in any condition, transition, any season drop. All I gotta do. Believe, I don't even doubt. Walking as believers, repping Jesus, that's what we about. Got them all curious, like who was that you sing about? Listening to life music, you blow your speakers out. Bang, bang, boom, and I'm booming. I'm busting right through my adversary. Came from nothing into something. To everyone that wrote me up, God stay with me. If Christ be for me, tell me who can be against me.
Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a dip, man, four, seven times. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back.
In no way am I trying to encourage somebody that's sinning and displeasing God to continue doing this. I'm just trying to encourage somebody that took a hard fall like me and hit rock bottom. I just want to let you know that if you hit rock bottom like me, you can bounce back. All you got to do is repent and give God your heart back. Get back in the fight and start the run again, baby.
Detroit, Michigan, that was Sons of Thunder, and that was Bounce Back. Before that, Occupy Hip Hop with Dark Side. What do you think about those cuts right there, Swift and Poe?
Yeah, I kind of dug the whole the Imperial March theme, you know what I'm saying? Well, that was pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? And that everything, you know, it's kind of just got a nice little upbeat kind of flavor to it, nice ride, sunroof flow kind of music, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, it's pretty cool.
I like it. I think the MCing was really dope. The lyrics was dope. I just think that a little bit more could have been done to the music, but I definitely like the militant sound of that track. So I'm definitely feeling it. You know, I think a little bit more sonically could have been done as far as music and instruments on it, but the MCs was dope, definitely.
Yeah, that was this guy named Debo from Detroit, and they got a group called Sons of Thunder, and they trying to kick
Debo.
they're trying to kick some spiritual hip hop because they think that it's being taken over by the dark side. So some spiritual hip hop, they're trying to bring it, and the way they disguise their message in the little hip hop beat, the flow is dope because everybody done fell down saying, you know, everybody act like they don't believe, but when they in that foxhole, you know, they believe in something. Yeah.
Back around about like 94, 95 when we was all down to CSU still, you know what I'm saying? And, big shouts to Big Debo, man. I'm glad to see that he's still doing it, you know? That's what's up.
Yeah, he's doing it right there. Yep. First of all, let me ask you one question. What do you think, or is there any more room for conscious rap? Or has conscious rap just been erased from the charts and that's it? But is there more room out there, or is there a market, or is there a place for conscious hip-hop now?
Honestly, you know, the beautiful thing about it is, like, you know, common sense is needed on a daily. So I think that there's always going to be room for conscious hip-hop and hip-hop with messages, songs that have a direction to it. Songs that scream inspiration and promise and determination. I mean, that's just a part of our everyday. That's what I was speaking on earlier about, you know, it being an art form and being able to capitalize on it and make money from it, but which is nothing wrong because everything is here to make money. But I think that when it comes to conscious hip-hop and hip-hop with messages, people are always going to need some inspiration. People are always going to need a push, you know, the theory, one hand washes the other, but both wash the face. It's never going to end. So it's always here to stay. That's really not the problem. The problem is, like, once the music is developed and it transpires, how do we get it out to the people so the people can hear what they need to hear to maintain and govern what's going on with them? This is not something selfish. This is a we situation, you know, so.
Well, that's how. Well, now we went conscious. Let me go on. The only female in our top 10. This is Ja Miss. Hey, where's Ja Miss from, Ebony? From Cleveland? From the Shy? Well, check that out. We got Ja Miss. Oh, she's in L.A. Oh, I thought she was in L.A., right. She's still in L.A. She's from the Shy. Right. And it's a cut called Divas Getting Money. It's coming in number 6. It's Divas Getting Money. Natty Celebrity, Natty Entertainment, bringing us Ja Miss. We also might get Travis from Miami, Florida. Maybach also getting down from Natty Entertainment. His Divas Getting Money at number 6, everybody.
Get money.
We getting money. Hey, now what do? You say you manage Badoo, so really what else is new? You in my face and no clue, trying to hit it, no use looking at you. Would I talk to you? I'm a diva, check my record, see my money, Bruce, Bruce. I've been here for two, so you can kick rock and shoot. You know I do what I do, quite frank, I'm making the moves. Then I'm throwing a Duke, they say I'm better than Duke, cause I go in and grind like any nigga do.
Joe Swift, what do you think about that cup right there? Then from that last cup from Senior Ohio, and the cup from before that was my girl from Chicago, Divas Getting Money. What y'all think about those two cuts? That's from 6 and 5, everybody. 6 and 5.
I think the last cut was a perfect joint, like for the clubs and all of that kind of thing. Not necessarily my particular favorite kind of music, but I respect it for where and what it's for, you know what I mean? So it's definitely a club thing. I definitely
from Xenia, Ohio, Swift. From Xenia, Ohio. Xenia.
Oh, Xenia?
From Xenia, Ohio.
Oh, man. Big up, big up, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, it's from Xenia, Ohio.
I had a track that sounded like that a couple of years ago with that same type of sound. I was digging it.
You know, I'm stressing Xenia, Ohio, because, you know, it's a little small town outside of Dayton, and that's the sound that's coming out of Xenia now. And, you know, and they got a big following. That's why they made the number 5 on our top 10. Let me bring my guy in and hold on for a second for a long time. Yo, Travis, my fault. We trying to get your music uploaded now out there in Miami. My fault. I'm having a hard time. But I'm about to get you in as soon as I get this top 10 out the way. You still chilling out there? Travis.
We about to
come back to you in a minute. I got a couple of little top tens. Emmy got your bio. We got my guy Prince Poe on the line from my Organized Confusion. You know, and Swift, I got Dana.
Yeah.
We trying to get your music up now, but we gonna bring you on and let you still got your spot. So I'm about to put you back in the room, just to let you know we ain't forgot about you, all right, my man?
All right, cool, yeah. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for Maybach Music, my man, Travis from Miami, Florida, from Natty Entertainment, checking in right there. Yo, Dana from D.C.,
okay.
What's going on, Dana? How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Excuse me, that's Natty Celebs, pardon me. Entertainment, I mean Natty Celebrity Entertainment?
Just Natty Celebs.
Oh, just Natty Celebs, excuse me. Natty Celebs. My fault, Natty. I know I keep getting the stuff mixed up. Okay, we got Prince Poe on the line giving out from, I don't say rock, finishing our Hip Hop History Month because next week is Thanksgiving. I guess we can just do something the week after that. I don't know. But okay, Prince Poe,
it's all good, Jimmy. We give thanks every day. That's how we do. It's all good. We're going to make it pop.
I feel you. But, you know, let me ask you this question. Being from Queens like that, you know, you just giving shouts out to Nas, you're a Queens rapper. I know you probably like LLN Run. Why don't you tell me about the Juice Crew, you know, coming up and back in the day. You know, before Chris came, before KRS-One came out there and did his little The Bridge Is Over, Shan, you know, Master Ace, you know, D-Com, Polo and Poogee Rap, everybody, even Molly, everybody was holding it down. What do you think about the Juice Crew, being from Queens?
Man, I'm grateful to be a part of it, man. Just that whole entire movement was bananas, you know. G-Rap just always been, like, you know, a strong influence just from experiences of the streets. And also, you know, being able to express that, you know, you couldn't be stupid and get out and get out the struggle without no hurt, harm, or danger upon you. Like, you're not gonna get out of poverty and you know, danger and violence unless you're intelligent. So, you know, G-Rap proved that a lot in the songs, you know, by showing you, like, intelligently how he can put words together and rhythms, and then, you know, then having a story behind it, that's like being very multifaceted, you know, and multitasking at one time. You know, you're telling the story, and you're showing how your mouth is an instrument, and then all at the same token, you know, you're entertaining people by letting it come in a form where they can enjoy it, you know, sonically. So, like I said, you know, the Juice Crew was just a multi-talented, thriving group of people that had a lot of stories to tell, from Craig G to G-Rap to Shan, and Shan got quite a few joints that he really smashed out that we was rocking to as a shorty, you know, Biz Markie, Kane. It didn't matter, like, where he was from. You know, it was Queensbridge, it was Queens, but it was also Brooklyn, and it was just like New York in a whole. And I'm just glad to be influenced by that music, man. Like, we wouldn't have did the music we did without that music. And the Juice Crew definitely was one of the entities that showed you that we could be funky while we're telling you a story that's quite serious, like our lifestyles and our struggles and our everyday obstacles and adversities are not a game to be played with, but we're not going to let them conquer us and turn us into the animals that they think they're going to turn us into. We more so are taking the stories, learning from them, and trying to share with the world now through a new creative aspect of what we created called hip-hop. Let's go.
Right on, right on. Well, let me go on to it. Let's go. Let me keep it moving right here. My producer says, push it on, push it on. This is number four. This is from Gulfport, Mississippi. This is what they call them, White Chocolate. This is Mississippi's Blue Eyed Best. This is Jay Sean. Pick that up and drop that off. I ain't playing the extended version, Jay Sean. You listen out there. I ain't going 6 minutes now, homie. Here we go. Number four, pick it up, drop it off.
Let's go.
Yeah. Who it is, nigga? Get it. Click, clack, nigga, get it. Pick that up and drop that off. Pick that up and drop that off. Pick that up and drop that off. You know we got it hard or so. Pick that up and drop it off. Pick that up and drop it off. You run your head, you're popping up. My top up, tell it, chop it off. Pick that up and drop it off. Pick that up and drop it off. Pick that up and drop it off. You know we got it hard or so. Pick that up and drop that off. Pick that up and drop it off. You run your head, you're popping up. My top up, tell it, chop it off. What's that, nigga? I'm about that action, nigga. I'm talking all white bricks, Michael Jackson, nigga. I want all my money, not a pressure, nigga. You out of town and I don't know you will a peasant, nigga. You niggas is lame. I'm stressing the cane. I got them pies for these guys, just limit my rain. I'm in it for the money, power, I got the respect. You come in every counterfeit when you feeling the sick. Nigga, and every cent off the bird. I keep on my side, every cent off the bird. You be against the world, feeling like I'm Tupac. I'm in the kitchen, water whipping, working Tupac. I got a new drop, I got a new pop. I'm in the mouth, got the crack in my two sides. Front door, sorry, see it, you ain't ready, no. Clemens red for the trap, got it for the low. Pick that up and drop that low. Pick that up and drop that low. Pick that up and drop that off. You know we got it on the soul. Pick that up and drop that low. Pick that up and drop that low. You run your head, you're popping off. My top, I'm trying to chop it off.
Type to pick it up and drop it off. The bundle, man, brick the way you get it soft and hard. Chop on the side and you know it's nickel plated. My lifestyle's X-rated, I'm known as the most hated white boy in the game. I got that blow in the game. I'm 50 moves ahead of you, you too slow in the game. I'm from the West Bank, New Orleans. We hustling, we ballin'. 50 round count, gon' leave your whole clique crawling. We don't play no games, ain't no hoe in my veins. You play me wrong, whoa, I leave a hole in your frame. Hard white bricked up, it's time for a pickup. You better come correct for my money or this is sick up. I ain't playing, I got mouth to feed. You try to play me wrong one time, your gold mouth gon' bleed. I ain't in it for the greed, I want my kids to succeed. Look this way, get this tape to the eyes, I'm gon' bleed.
Pick that up and drop it low, pick that up and drop it low. Pick that up and drop it low, you know we got it on the slow. Pick that up and drop it low, pick that up and drop it low.
Opportunity coming, they go, so I said I'ma get it. Is it my fault that anger you? You do the same in my shoes. Ain't it true?
Have no regard in my ground for what the haters do. The success that I will attain is inescapable. I'm out here making moves, blinders on in my race. But you can see me skating through the area, breaking barriers, I'm here to tear it up. Salty competitors pouting, saying it ain't fair enough. Excuse me, I gotta take this money, blowing my cellular. How you doing? Can't be no better than me. I'm spitting heat and I'ma make the world feel every degree. Who are we? Royal Army, so salute us if you please. It's the type of joint to have all of the haters mad at me.
Cause I win, like that isn't what I'm supposed to do. We gon' make them mad, we gon' make them mad.
Nigga that ain't trying to work no tendencies. I own my own businesses. Never did no fitnesses unless you talking spittin'. Riding off the dealership and someone that was sick as shit. Man, cause my thoughts align, I got my problems too. Only difference is living with him, it ain't no problem too. I don't allow nothing to pause my fast for a moment. Just climbing up the ladder from my downfall. They open scope and looking at it. I know what you expected, I took it past. Man, cause I hustle when I throw it in the bag. Half y'all don't know what it took for me to get it. Like, come on, really? Like, me providing make you wanna kill me. But when I'm struggling and broke, now you fuckers feel me. Now it's just too much in me. I gotta spread my wings. If that make a man, then let it be.
Drop That Off by Jay Shine, and number three was Make It Mad by Prophet Child Paul. Bring Swift in first. Yo, Swift, what's about them last cut?
The last cut?
The last two, yeah. Make It Mad was number three, and Pick It Up and Drop That Off was number four.
Yeah, I could definitely deal with the last one was pretty, you know, that was pretty cool. The other one was It was all right, you know what I mean?
I had to play the whole little cut of it, you know, all the way because the time constraint and the lines are hot, and I got my man from Florida on, so I'm trying to get to the last two cuts right there. What do you think about those last two cuts I played, Poe?
I think that it was cool, you know what I'm saying? I think it served its purpose for what he was talking about. You know, like I said, you know, just when it comes to the music sonically, I'd be wanting to hear more, you know, the way our music is arranged and change ups and drums and all that stuff, you know, people start to become very robotic and you know, just like make a certain drum track to it, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, like I said, I like what he was saying and I like the subject matter, but like, you know, like I said, I want to hear more for us from the entertainment side sometimes too, you know, I want the music to still be enjoyable to the people, but I still want the message.
Well, you know, I got a lot of these MCs. They heard you on the line critiquing their music. They called in. Probably got a couple of questions for you too. I ain't forgetting about you, Travis. But let me go to these number two and number one. Let me give you the history about this number two cut we got right here. A couple of names I've been mentioning on my underground. One is Jay Sean. We just played that, Pick It Up and Drop It Off. The other one's Prophet Child Paul. He's been he's the Chicago favorite. Been doing things on radio stations, collaborations with everybody. But the next cut is called I'm Riding. And what's so special about this cut is that a bunch of artists that was been on my top 10 list and got together over the internet, over and put a little song together. I got a guy from Chicago, a guy from Florida, and two cats from Mississippi. I got Hazy from Southern Indo Kings from Florida, Victor Ripper from Mississippi also. Prophet Child Paul from Chicago and Gulfport, Mississippi, Jay Shine's called riding. Now, I ain't going to play it all, y'all. I'm trying to get y'all calls in because I'm going to just play a couple of minutes of it. Then I'm going to number one. So don't get mad at me if I don't play it all. Y'all, number two, y'all going to rewind this cut back and play it again. Okay, here we go again. It's Ryan, Paul, Vic Ripper, Hazy, and White Chocolate himself.
3, 2, 1 I took the wheel, I'm at the gas, now I'm at top speed. Red light signs and cop cars couldn't stop me. Fast forward to the money and clock me in at Mach 3. Needless to say, I'm one of them rap dudes you cannot see. So ride out with that bullshit, I'm Shaq City, no bullshit. Took a ride down to the Sip and Jay Shine put me in that pulpit. I ain't preaching no, just riding, only with the real we coinciding. Throw me onto any stage and the end result is electrifying. You can't play me like a violin, worth it all, man. So violent, striving for greatness, the road to the glory. No breaks in it till the end of the. My wheels keep spinning, I ain't gassed up, but my team, we winning. Popping fees, just put me with them. Ride this beat, let it be my next victim. Killing it, bet you feeling it. Feeling it, something to ride through. Cold as survival, do the best you can, whatever you got. Make big shit happen, never had a lot. They can wish it to teach, but it ain't gonna stop. Motivating all my people, going get that guap. Ain't how much you get, it's really what you do with it. That's the business, the whip on the road to the digits, I'm in it. And shorty with me, loving every minute I'm riding.
Riding clean, yo, there ain't no stopping me. Even though we say riding dirty, can't help that your girl's serene. Always trying to flirt with me, maybe because we keep it LED. IG money in the bank, got no worries. Tell me where you wanna go, baby. Make a fancy reality, sipping on that bubbly in the back of the 300. Cause you know we keep it 100, no front. And I'm riding for my family and everyone by my side. Now tell me how we ride, now tell me how we ride.
Hey, she wanna roll. No shades on, my eyes bent, my music loud as it can get. I swerve left and just miss that shit. Don't go hard with a freezer flow. I follow cash, but I'ma lead the dough. 20 red cups, 2 liters post. Now we in the mix, so we moving slow. Riding dirty in the new school, you old news. This bro too, put my voice to the beat, watch the flow move. Oh, I'm the one that myself cool.
Getting late in the studio. Honestly, I'm getting kind of hungry. I got my finger on Twitter. People are falling asleep. Man, I guess this is what it's like to be a rapper, man, right? Shout out to Herb again for making the beat. Take one. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with this one. The club is fucking singing power rappers on your playlist. The late nights in the studio are wasted. Purpose don't want to feature on your playlist. But you're still not trying to get the hustle on. Put the songs and put some tapes with the music on. Track list getting bigger with a good song. Fight a spark, get that mind, you switch on. The sound pack, original's a great song. Use an imitation, try to find your inspiration. It's not me like a fucking feature pattern man. Money talks to all bullshit, walks, huh? Bad songs at me are never acceptable. Working hard to move my paychecks, that's the most fuck. Having girlfriends, women all flexible. High school girls giving head to be acceptable. The high school jocks and senior assholes, woo! Real talk, I think I'm in my zone. This is a Kanye, but also flow. there he go. Black Bear Show with the flow, they know. Cape Town, West Town, and I know that. Past songs won't ever get a playback. Take one JP and you love that. Face up that, yes, I play that. Outlandish shit, I'll say that. Fast on the beat, yeah, I tried that. I ain't even got a line like a rhyme with that. With a fake bitches that they probably laugh at that. Fast girls usually get us with attractions. Pants off, bra, all big attractions. Now the pre-com got you with the dead today. Pulling out, cause you thought you had the feeling tank. The little Jimmy is a goddamn kid today. Ayo, Taz, go over here and kill this beat now. Young Chaz in the building. Yeah. Chasing after this money. Roll around in my new whip. Take a look, it ain't funny. Rollie on me exclusive. Now back in the rap, chemist wanna spit it. I'ma put a flash in and match with him. Got them haters on me and that girl's back bending. Acting like you know me, nigga, I ain't Mac Millie. It's gonna take a sec to bring the flow back. Y'all new niggas better know that. Gonna take a picture like Kodak. Hold on, wait a minute, let me go back. And with the Mac 10, eating niggas like Pac-Man. And you know I got to strap in. Quit to make them do a back bend. Y'all niggas better strap in. I'm gone.
All right, that was JP, our new number one out of Las Vegas with Minority. Now, we got Travis on the line. Okay, this is Miami's newest rap sensation, Travis J. Rue, creating big waves with his new EP, South Beach Sensation, Whets Fans' Appetite with Prima Facie. The latest thing to come out of Miami is getting rave reviews for his latest EP, Prima Facie. The project is a teaser for his full album by the same title that will be released in the spring of 2013. The EP has received such a great response that it was quickly featured by Dat 5th on its consistently maintained a 5-star rating. Other Miami artists have taken notice of J. Rue. This past summer, Maybach Music's Scotty Boy invited him to sit in on a session and make music together with well-known producer Gorilla Tech, whose credit includes Flo Rida and Pitbull, also worked alongside Travis in the studio. When asked for his response to the success of Prima Facie, J. Rue had this to say. This is what it's all about. I can't even count how many sleepless nights I spent in the studio perfecting my music. But to hear my fans are feeling me makes it all worth it. We got Travis J. Rue on the line. More about him, he was born and raised in Miami, Florida. He's been making music since the age of 16. His main influence are Timbaland, Kanye West, Coldplay, Usher, and Ryan Leslie. His music has been featured in several music media outlets and has earned fans all over the globe. And although Travis has several offers from record labels, he chose to continue to make music independently because he believes that is the best way to stay connected with his fans. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Thanks for walking this walk with us. You know, when you send your music to Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, please send it in the MP3, WAV, or WMA file so we can get you up and going. A lot of times you guys send us links and downloads and uploads, and that gets a bit complicated when we're doing the show. So I had a...
Right.
So I'm going to keep...
You had a question?
Was there something?
We get a mic there.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I mean, I thought you asked me that. I just want to say, my fault, Travis. We tried to... I was even still trying to pull it up at this time. And what we're going to do is reschedule you and bring you on with your little album so people can feel you at that time. Why don't you give us a brief little hookup on what you know, what you working with, what you've been doing. Matter of fact, bring my man Poe in to open his mic up for a second. He might want to holler at you too, anybody else. But
Let him speak. Let him get on there and put that music up there. That was definitely a hot talk jump off right there.
Oh, no, the last cut I just played, the last cut was Minority. Yeah. That wasn't him. That was the dude from in Vegas, JP, but 18 years old cat just came fresh out of high school. He made that number one. But I'm going to bring that guy back on. But we ain't got Travis' music up here, but I'm going to let him speak and do this little piece. So, Travis, go ahead and knock it out. The world is yours, homie. I'm sorry I ain't got your music
All right, I'll preach you guys a little bit. To give you a little heads up on what's going on. My name is Travis Giroux, singer, songwriter, producer out of Miami, Florida. And, you know, like you were saying, I've been making music for about 10 years now. I released an EP earlier this year called Prima Facie. And, you know, that's going to be the lead up to my full album, which is scheduled to be released in the spring of 2013. You know, I got so most of the songs you hear on that EP are going to be on the album. And, yeah, you know, it's really good. It's You know, it's mainly hip hop, a little bit of alternative, some pop as well. You know, it's got something for every person, every mood. And yeah, you can definitely find it on thatpiff.com. Search Travis Giroux or Prima Facie. You know, I'm also on ReverbNation.com/Travis Giroux. And on Twitter, you can follow me at Travis Giroux. Giroux spelled J-A-R-R-E-A-U.
Well, listen, Trav, I'm going to put you down, Eddie, put him down for the 29th. Because I know next Thursday is Thanksgiving. I don't know if everybody will be listening on my show, but they probably eat chicken. I might do a rerun. But listen, because
right.
I feel embarrassed that I ain't got you up, and I really want to pay you on, especially when I got my guy Prince Poe out here from Organized Confusion, one of the pioneers of old school hip hop. I'm going to hear with your music, too. If you can just go on here and open your calendar for the 29th, we got you right there. You know?
All right, yeah, definitely. What time is good?
8:15 Central Standard Time, that is. Central Standard Time, 8:15 Central Standard Time. My producer will send you a link. But I'm going to put you on hold. You can join in our conversation, man, and feel free. You ain't got to hang up. But let me take this little fall, especially phone calls, and I got you in the building. Let me bring my man Jay Shine in one time. I got Charlie Dynamo. I got you on Charlie Dynamo. I'll bring you in, too. Let me bring my man Jay Shine in the building. What's up, Jay Shine? How you doing? I got you in, Jay Shine. What's up? Jay Shine, can you hear me? Okay, I got Jay Shine off the mic. Hold on.
What about now? You hear me?
Yeah, Jay Shine. Yeah, you got me. Who's this? Jay Shine, right?
Yes, sir. I had y'all
mute.
What's up, Devin?
My fault. What's up, Jay Shine? I got you on the line right there. We played you debuting at number 4. That picked that up and dropped that off. You got a lot of callers calling in. That's maintaining at that number 4 spot. And that collab you did with your boy Hazy and Victor Rapper and Prince Poe. Would you got anything new or tell my audience where, you know, anything new where they can find some of your music at or what you got lined up, what have you? Because I see my man, Prophet Child Paul, checking in. I'm going to bring him in too, but I got 15 minutes. I ain't trying to try to bring everybody in one time. All right, Trevor, let's see you dropped off. We got you for the 29th, Trevor. Get back with us. What's wrong with you, Jay Shine? Where can they find your music at? Where can they find.
Right here, baby. Get it out this, man. You go to jshine711.com. It's jshine711.com. But everybody, make sure they follow New Music Thursday. And that's how you can get a hold of me also through that. Through the hottest new Twitter is my man Jimmy Lee and Ebony. We got it on New Music Thursday. Everybody follow them, Twitter, and get it popping. You can see what's going on. New CD about to drop 19 songs with 17 different states on. That's how many different people I collabed on this one. That song that you heard on Marauder, that's coming off this new album I'm about to drop in December called From the Streets to the Sheets, Volume 1, Compilation. That's where everybody's going to get some love on that one right there. So you're about to hear nothing but. I'm about to email you when we get off the phone, 5 tracks, and you just go from there whenever you want to, you know what I'm saying, push it out. But everybody, make sure you follow my man Jimmy Lee at Underground at New Music Thursday. And then you go to Jimmy Lee Underground Radio, and y'all keep up with the status quo and find out about all us hungry artists out here, because Jimmy, much love to Chi-Town.
Yeah, you bring it up, Jay. Shout out to you in Blue Room right there. Yeah, I got Victor Rapper, Coast Boy on that too. Okay, Coast Boy, I'm bringing you in too, Coast Boy. So let me bring my man Charlie Dynamite in. What's going on with you, Charlie Dynamite? What's happening?
What's good, man? What's poppin'?
Everything you got to send the what? You got to send MP3, Charlie Dynamite. We'd have had you. We got to send the MP3. We got you play MP3, man. And we're going to definitely get your stuff
wave,
out
the wave, I sent the wave file. Y'all didn't get the wave file?
Wave file. We'll look it up again. We definitely going to get you some run and stuff like that. You know, I know you've been on for a long time. You got any questions for my cat, Prince Poetry, right there? I mean, Prince Poe? Some Organized Confusion.
Prince Poe, yeah. I mean, I just been hearing about it. I'm just getting up on that, actually. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. But matter of fact, before I play this last cut that I was gonna play, just like my last man, JP Prince Poe, that last cut I played. Let me go play some poetry, because everybody's just not getting new for poetry. Let's play some Poe up here, because everybody's just not probably tuning in at the last minute. They don't know about Central Standard Time. So let me go in there and get, I like Right to Know, but let me go in there and get Machete. That's why I like Machete's more It's my Momo, Bam Bam. I like that beat on machete.
You hear that? You think you're ready? Okay, let's go. I get it wet and make it sharp. Like rap tours with motor coaches, villainy orgies, hella smoking, lot of weed roasting, stone slow feet, fest, 52 super soakers. If I bust in her eye, hope she don't lose focus. Ho, promoter dragon spit the fire, fools notice I'm like the necessary bitch. Kids arguing who's the dopest. Gotta get squeezy, but I'm easy with it. Please, I eat them seeds like cheese, fuck free, sleazy with it. These can't be compared to none. You garbage, I collect your albums like sand from the sun. Be overseas, slide on the scene like a tiller to hunt. Spread hood love, folks holler.
Prince, I'm feeling you, son.
Making crunch like cinnamon toast. Coast to coast, the most dirty bird got the worm and still on the run. Rugging and roll without my click or my gun.
You heard me.
But after this lyrical killing is done.
They call me Machete Lightspeed. Think you ready? First of all, you need to fight. We rock steady. Open your soul and let the groove hit it. Baby girl, show me how you move with it. What you gon' do with it?
Thunk, but live the young, felonious monk, grand funk, spark the clip in your whip, crank the bump, bump, lump, for a chunk talking, try to play hump, floss it, but the first one suck.
I hate to cut that off short, because my time is living. I got my man, hold on, who's that? I got Coast Boy, yo, Coast Boy, I got you online, Coast Boy, what's going on, how you doing, what's up, Coast Boy, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississippi, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, man.
All right. You just call that Jay Shine cut off.
Yeah, pick it up and drive it off. I'm the last person on that thing right there.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Oh, boy, that's you. Okay, my phone, I didn't play it all, but time is running out. But, you know, you is debuting on phone. You follow us on Twitter, man?
Yeah, I'm finna do that right now. I just got the info.
Man, you need to do that, you need the Underground Radio Network page, man. See how your stuff's playing, man. You shouldn't be out here out there and your stuff playing hot on the mic. But let me quickly go on to my man who's debuting at number one. Yo, JP, what's up with you, my homie? Yo, JP, what it do? Step away from the mic. What it do, JP?
What up? I was just calling in just to say what's up.
I'm glad you called in, because my man Poe liked that cut minority you just cut. Yo, Prince Poe, this is the gentleman that the last cut I played before I played Machete, the number one cut with our Minority Report. This is that guy right here that you was giving props up to. You know, he called in, we heard he liked this stuff. Yeah. You know, I guess he felt the encouragement, but I got 6 minutes left, but I'm going to play his
what
next
up,
cut.
What up? I was definitely feeling the joint, you know, like I said, you know, this hip-hop thing is about struggle, man. It's about expressing the music and, you know, and making money and evolving into, you know, stronger beings. And that joint was definitely hot. You know, I'm glad he's on the line right now. I want him to continue to do his thing and to bless the people because we need that music, you know. We need that realness, and that's what we're going to thrive and survive off of. So let's do it.
This is another cut he got. Check it out.
Good times in these memories, cooking up dreams, working with the right recipes. Give you what is left of me because the stress is draining me. Thanks to all my exes, I can tell the pain is training me. Break the chuck for the lust for a quick nut. But 1923 Rosewood, are you hearing me? Hang me in a tree if you wanna put the blame on me. Shaming me for asking questions, already got the answer to. Writing for these answers while these people go bananas, making something into nothing.
What to do, Dana? How you doing? What's going on? I'm sorry I've been having you on hold so long. I got my man JP playing in the background, Immature Thoughts in Vegas. He made number one again. What's going on in D.C., Dana?
Hey, you know, it's just getting cold out here. Hi, everyone. Hi, Ebony. You know, Jimmy, I'm glad that you're listening to the hit. You know what I'm saying? This was a great show.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't get back into you, Law. Let me go by my man Prince Poe on Icons and Hip Hop History. I'm so glad to have him on my little show right here as he does his little thing right here. But yeah, that's that. I'm playing a little sample of my man Cut, but that's Immature Thoughts. That's man in the background, Poe. When I have you back on here, I might play. I got so short little time. I got 4 minutes. When I have you back on, I'll play the whole little cut. Just listen to it anytime. Any old show, you can probably hear Immature Thoughts running back on New Music Thursday. But you know, well, okay. My producer threw up two fingers and said, "Can we have a part two probably approved Wednesday? Since Thanksgiving's a holiday, bring it back on Wednesday to have you more on there. They like my audience so much they're going on because been a historian of hip hop, icon if you are." Giving out that good information for my artists to hear. I'm quite sure they'd like to get some more. And our lives are lit up. Well, callers want to talk to you, but I got so little time to get you in. So I was wanting to get my listeners where they can find you, your music at. And if you can, come on Wednesday, I would appreciate it. I got 3 minutes, though. Prince Poe?
Yes, sir.
I said I got 3 minutes, though. I think I would like you know if I can have you back on next Wednesday for you know, part two of the show, and where my audience can find you at, you know, like by Twitter or by Facebook.
Hey, let's do it, man, because, you know, we only are as great as what we do. You know, I try to fit in where I can get in, you know, and y'all can contact me on MySpace. A lot of times cats come to my first page. It's best to come to the second page. You know, it's PrincePoe69 at Yahoo. Find the picture with the black lion, and you'll find me. I'm on Twitter. You know, twitter.com/PrincePoe. You know, we're just trying to get it in. You know, my man Madlib, I'm a shout out to Madlib, but most important, shout out to my man Oh No. He's really being a remarkable beast on this new album with the beats and with the rhymes. He's an exceptionally creative dude. And, you know, all I can say is like the new PrincePoe, Oh No record is going to be off the chain. You know, shout-outs to Farrell March and OC for giving me support on it. You know, shout-outs to Large Professor and my man Rock from Helter Skelter and Saphir, the Saucy Nomad from Oakland, California, who was the dude that introduced me to Tupac. You know, we're going to get it in like Flynn. So, you know, I'm excited about the record. It's coming out in February, March. You know, and we're just doing great things. So I'll look forward to coming back on Wednesday, and we build, you know, because like I said, every day is Thanksgiving. I'm looking at the news right now. They're talking about war with everything that's going on with Israel and everything, man. It's just that, you know, right now, all we got is each other, and through each other, we have music. So let's keep it moving, and as we move forward, let's keep progressing and let it happen. So I appreciate that.
We can chop that up and call anytime on our political stuff, anytime you want. And we can go all the way, man. I'd love to have you on there. My 96, I got to say. What else, Swift? Anything you want to say in 30 seconds, Swift?
Well, yeah, I want to say. Big shout out to Chi-Town. Big shout out to Florida. Big shout out to the Deep. You know what I'm saying? We put it in big. Big shout out to New York City, Queens in the building. Prince Poe, Organized Confusion, Ice Bears. We're making a movement. We're moving forward. God ain't got no pumps in his army. Catch me on Twitter. Catch me on Facebook. Prince Poe, all you got to do is Google it, baby, and find me. Let's do this. As you walk with me, we're not playing a game. Jimmy Lee Radio, underground, forever. Official.
Yes, sir.
Like
yes, sir.
Getting
late in the studio. Honestly, I'm getting kind of hungry. I got my singer on Twitter. People falling asleep.
Hey, yo.
What else do we have to do?
Hey, give me a call, man, as soon as you go off the air.
All right, I got you. All right, Dana. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll call you later, Dana.
Talk to you later.
All right, JP. All right, Jay Shine. All right, my man, Charlie Dynamite. My man, Travis from Miami. We're going to have you next week. I'll see y'all in a minute. Number one song is...
Hey, I know
good night,
man. Good night, everybody. Shout out, love. Detroit, love.